Sagt die Mishnah weiter in Sechtes Beya, Perik Beis, Mishnah He. We have already discussed, particularly in Perik Aleph at the end of Mishnah He, how far the heter of Eichel Nefesh, which means to prepare food on Yom Tov, like cooking and baking, how far does that heter go? The Beis Hillel understand that there are many things you can do on Yom Tov. Lav dafka just mamish preparing the food. The Beis Shammai are much more strict about this. The way we explained it, the Beis Hillel say, Mitoich shehutra meleches eichel nefesh letzorich eichel nefesh, hutra nami sheloi letzorich eichel nefesh. There are different things you can do as well. Not everything, of course. But there are different things you can do on Yom Tov besides actual cooking or baking. And the Beis Shammai, they don't hold of mitoich. So in our Mishnah, we're going to see another similar machloikis about this between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. Zakta Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Beya, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hey. Beis Shammai Aimer, the Beis Shammai say, Lo yochem adam chamen, a person may not warm up hot water, liraglov, for his feet, in other words, to wash his feet, ela im kain, unless, reuyin lishsiya, it is also fit for drinking. Ubeisil matirin, but the Beisilo, they do permit it. Now, let's understand. If I warm up hot water to wash my feet, or for that matter, my hands or my face, what malachis am I over? And the answer is, well, there are two possible malachis. There's havara, which is lighting a fire, as I'm lighting the wood, and there also is the malacha of bishul, which is cooking the water on the fire. So once again, here's another example of where the Beis Shammai say that's not tzorich eichel nefesh. Unless the water is roi to drink. That would be mutter even according to the Beis Shammai. So once it could be that you're going to drink it, there's actually a shaila whether according to the Beis Shammai he has to drink it or not. But once the water could be used to drink, okay, you could add on a little more, even this much the Beis Shammai will allow for the purpose of washing. But the Beis Hillel, they hold, you can just warm up water just for washing. However, it is explained, even according to the Beis Hillel, you can only warm up the water to wash your face, hands, or feet. Because that's called Dover Hashava L'chol Nefesh. There are people that wash their face, hands, and feet every day. Vaitras like the Mishnah, Oysa Adam Madura, a person may make a bonfire, Umeschamen Kenegda, and warm himself before it. If I'm cold, I can light a fire, even though it's not Eichel Nefesh, but the Beis Hillel say this again falls under the category of Mitoich Shehutra Meleches Havara Letzarech Eichel Nefesh. If you can light a fire for Eichel Nefesh, so you can do so for other Tzarchei HaGuf as well. But once again, according to the Beis Shammai, this would be Aser, because they don't hold of Mitoich. So once again, in our Mishnah we learned, according to the Beis Shammai, you cannot warm up water for your feet. For that matter, your face and hands are included as well. Unless the water is roi to drink, the Beis Hillel say that you can. And furthermore, the Beis Hillel say you can also make a fire, even though it's not for food, but to warm yourself by the fire.